Marcus Sahaba Online Radio,
Empowering the Ummah.
میرے پیارے نبی ہے وجہ تخلیق جہاں لوگوں زمانے بھر میں ان جیسا بھلا آیا کہاں لوگوں ذبیح اللہ اسماعیل کے عالی نسب سے ہے وہی مشہور صادق اور امی جیسے لقب سے ہیں گھرانوں میں گھرانہ ان کا دنیا بھر میں آہے ہے جس کے پاس دل ان سے محبت کرنے والا ہے بنو ہاشم کی قسمت کے ستارے جگمگا اٹھے کہ عبد المطلب خادم بنے ہیں کعبۃ اللہ کے یہودی عالموں نے ان کو خوشخبری سنائی تھی نبوت کی گواہی دی بہت سے راہ بونے دی خدا لم یزل نے ان کو زمزم سے نوازا تھا اور اس پر ان کا ایک بیٹے کی قربانی کا وعدہ تھا جو قربانی کا قرآن نکلا عبداللہ کا نام آیا قریشی خاندانوں کا یہاں پر دل تڑپ اٹھا دیا یہ مشورہ خیبر کہ عرافان شیبا کو کہ تم اونٹوں کی صورت اس جوان کا خون بہا دے دو سو اس دن وادی مکہ کے ہر گھر میں خوشی پھیلی گلے مل کر وہب نے ان کی پیشانی بھی پھر چومی وہب مکہ کے ایک کنبے بنی زہرا کے والی تھے سو عبداللہ کی شادی تھے ہوئی پھر ان کی بیٹی سے سب اس حسن مجسم کا بڑا اعزاز کرتے تھے تو عبد المطلب قسمت پہ اپنی ناز کرتے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اہلن وسہلن ومرحبن بکم اینڈ ویلکم ٹو اے تھرسڈے ایڈیشن آف دا مڈ ڈے شو وتھ مائی سیلف برادر سلیمان یوسف ایوری منڈے ٹو تھرسڈے بٹوین 12 and 12:45 انشاء اللہ. Today being the 27th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446, corresponding to the 31st of October 2024. It's a beautiful Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon actually, and the weather is beautiful, the nice sunny weather. I hope that it's you're having wonderful weather in your area as well. I believe during the week in KZN there was a lot of rain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for each and every one of us. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. The numbers that you can send in your recipe request, or if you would like us to read your request, is 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. So our first recipe that comes in is from Mrs. Ali, and this is for mouth-watering masala chops. So what you're going to need first, you're going to need 1 kilo of chops cleaned. One teaspoon of 6-gun grill spice. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 tablespoon of steak and chops marinade or any wet red masala. 1 tablespoon of steak and chops marinade or any other wet red masala. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. 1 teaspoon of arad. 1 teaspoon of arad. 1 teaspoon of crushed red chilies. 1 teaspoon of rashk. 1 teaspoon of crushed red chilies. 3 level teaspoons of Kashmiri chili powder. 3 level teaspoons of Kashmiri chili powder. 1 teaspoon of dana jeera. 1 teaspoon of dana jeera. 1 pinch of garam masala. 1 pinch of garam masala. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. Then for your braise, you're gonna need 1 dishing spoon of ghee. 1 dishing spoon of ghee. 1 to 2 tablespoons of oil. 1 to 2 tablespoons of oil. 1 large onion, finely chopped. 1 large onion, finely chopped. 1 teaspoon of jeera seeds. 1 teaspoon of jeera seeds. 2 to 3 green chilies. 2 to 3 green chilies. 2 sprigs of curry leaf. 2 sprigs of curry leaf. 3 medium tomatoes liquidized. 3 medium tomatoes liquidized. 1/4 cup of Wellington's sweet chili sauce. 1/4 cup of Wellington's sweet chili sauce. Then for your method, you're going to marinate the chops overnight. Then you're going to refrigerate it. And you're going to bring it to room temperature before cooking. So you're going to marinate the chops overnight, refrigerated. And you're going to bring it to room temperature before cooking. You're going to heat the oil and the ghee in a large, wide pot. Heat the oil and ghee in a large, wide pot. And then you're going to braise the following items. You're going to braise the onion, the jeera, the curry leaves, and the chilies until the onions are translucent. So you're going to braise the onion, the jeera, the curry leaves, and the chilies until the onions are translucent. Thereafter, you're going to add in the chops. You're going to add in the chops and cook on a high heat. Add in the chops and cook on high heat until they change color. This should be around 15 minutes. Add a splash of water to reduce the heat. Add a splash of water to reduce the heat and allow to simmer until almost tender. Thereafter, you're going to add in the tomatoes and the sweet chili sauce. Add in the tomatoes and sweet chili sauce and simmer until the color deepens and the oil separates. You can add a little more water if you want it saucy or dried out completely. You can add in a little more water if you want it to be saucy, or you can dry it out completely. And you can garnish it with the chopped greens, and you may enjoy it, inshallah. And that was the recipe for the mouth-watering masala, and that was sent in by Mrs. Ali. Our next recipe is for something if you want for brunch or for breakfast. Beans and aloo. Beans and aloo. And this was sent in by Sister Taskeen Jamal Kareem. Jazakallah khairan. And we give credit to the culinary mummy. The culinary mummy. Then your ingredients, you're going to need half an onion finely chopped. Half an onion finely chopped. 1 can of baked beans. 1 can of baked beans. You're going to need eggs, but they don't say how many eggs you need here. But you can use according to your discretion. 6 baby potatoes. 6 baby potatoes. You're going to need a pinch of mustard seeds. A pinch of mustard seeds. 1/4 cup of oil. 1/4 cup of oil. 1 teaspoon of ground onion. 1 teaspoon of ground onion. 1/4 teaspoon of jeera powder. 1/4 teaspoon of jeera powder. 1/4 teaspoon of smoked paprika. 1/4 teaspoon of smoked paprika. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. 1 teaspoon of crushed garlic. 1 teaspoon of crushed garlic. And you're going to need some curry leaves. We need curry leaves. So your method, the first part, you're going to heat the oil. You're going to heat the oil. Then thereafter, you're going to add in the onions, the curry leaves, and the mustard seeds. You're going to add in the onions, the curry leaves, and the mustard seeds. When the onions are soft, add in the garlic and spices. When the onions are soft, add in the garlic and spices. Thereafter, you're going to mix it. And you're going to add in the cubed potatoes. Add in the cubed potatoes. And mix well, making sure the potatoes are well. Mix well and make sure the potatoes are well coated. Thereafter, you're going to add in 1/4 cup of water. You're going to add in 1/4 cup of water and cook until the potatoes are soft. You're going to cook until the potatoes are soft. When the potatoes are soft enough, you may add in 1 can of baked beans mixed. You may add in 1 can of baked bean mixed. And you can cook it for 6 to 7 minutes. You can cook it for 6 to 7 minutes. You may also add in a little more water if it starts to stick. You may also add in a little more of water if it starts to stick. And make wells with a spoon and crack in. Make wells with a spoon and crack in the eggs. Crack in the eggs and cook with the lid on until the eggs are done. Cook with the lid on until the eggs are done on low heat. So that was the recipe for beans and aloo, which is potato, and that was sent in by Sister Taskeen Jamal Kareem, and credits to the culinary mummy. Our next recipe that comes in is for a pasta recipe. They say, Brother Suleiman, can you please give us a pasta recipe? So inshallah, we're going to give you one. And this is by Sister Fozia Palwan for a chicken chow mein pasta recipe. And we're going to say Jazakallah Khair and the recipe credit to Shamima Shahzada. Shamima Shahzada. So you're going to need a chicken fillet strips. You're going to need a chicken fillet strips. You're going to marinate in 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic masala. You're going to need 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic masala, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of fine red chilies, 1/2 teaspoon of fine red chilies, then 1 teaspoon of coarse red chilies, 1 teaspoon of coarse red chilies, 1/2 teaspoon of Kashmiri rice, 1/2 teaspoon of Kashmiri spice, 1/2 teaspoon of Portuguese spice, 1/2 teaspoon of Portuguese spice, 1/2 teaspoon of lemon pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of lemon pepper, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of lemon, 1 teaspoon of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of honey, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of butter. Thereafter, you're going to add in 3 tablespoons of sweet chili sauce. 3 tablespoons of sweet chili sauce. 1 tablespoon of Bushveld Braai sauce. Bushveld Braai barbecue sauce. 3 tablespoons of Prego sauce. 3 tablespoons of Prego sauce. 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce. 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce. And 1 tablespoon of soy sauce. 1 tablespoon of soy sauce. Thereafter, you're going to boil the spaghetti and you're going to leave it aside. You're going to boil the spaghetti and you're going to leave it aside. Then you're going to heat the 2 tablespoons of butter. You're going to heat the 2 tablespoons of butter. Then you're going to add in 1 teaspoon of grounded garlic. You're going to add in 1 tablespoon of grounded garlic. You're going to braise all of this for a minute. You're going to braise all of this for a minute. Then you're going to add in 1/4 teaspoon of salt. 1/4 teaspoon of salt. 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. 1 pinch of sumac. Pinch of sumac. 2 carrots, juvenile, 2 small carrots, baby carrots. Then you're going to add in 1 small green pepper, 1 baby green pepper, 1/2 red baby pepper, julienne. I'm off about that. So you're going to need 2 carrots, julienne, J-U-L-I-E-N-N-E, 1 green pepper, julienne, 1/2 red pepper of julienne, 1/2 red onion rings, 1/2 red onion rings, 1 punnet of mushrooms, 1 punnet of mushrooms, If you want, you can use shredded cabbage. You can use shredded cabbage. Stir fry until al dente. Then you're going to toss all of this together. You're going to toss it all together. And thereafter, you garnish with the dania. You're going to garnish with the dania. And I like how they put this here, the word enjoy. E and, the word and, joy. E and joy. E and joy. Enjoy. So that was the recipe for the chicken chow mein for, and that was sent in by Sister Fawzia Palwan. And credit to Shamima Shahzada. So Jazakallah Khairan to the sisters that sent in these recipes. It's gone at 12:30 Central African time. Inshallah, we're going to go for our break, or our nasheed break. And when we come back, we will have our discussion, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.
Empowering the Ummah.
میرے پیارے نبی ہے وجہ تخلیق جہاں لوگو زمانے بھر میں ان جیسا بھلا آیا کہاں لوگو ذبیح اللہ اسماعیل کے عالی نسب سے ہے وہی مشہور صادق اور امی جیسے لقب سے ہیں گھرانوں میں گھرانہ ان کا دنیا بھر میں اعلیٰ ہے جس کے پاس دل ان سے محبت کرنے والا ہے بنو ہاشم کی قسمت کے ستارے جگمگا اٹھے کہ عبد المطلب خادم بنے ہیں کعبۃ اللہ کے یہودی عالموں نے ان کو خوشخبری سنائی تھی نبوت کی گواہی دی بہت سے راہبوں نے دی خدا لم یزل نے ان کو زمزم سے نوازا تھا اور اس پر ان کا ایک بیٹے کی قربانی کا وعدہ تھا جو قربانی کا قرآن نکلا عبداللہ کا نام آیا قریشی خاندانوں کا یہاں پر دل تڑپ اٹھا دیا یہ مشورہ خیبر کے عرافان شیبا کو کہ تم اونٹوں کی صورت اس جوان کا خون بہا دے دو سو اس دن وادی مکہ کے ہر گھر میں خوشی پھیلی گلے مل کر وہب نے ان کی پیشانی بھی پھر چومی وہب مکہ کے ایک کنبے بنی زہرا کے والی تھے صحب عبداللہ کی شادی تھے ہوئی پھر ان کی بیٹی سے سب اس حسن مجسم کا بڑا اعزاز کرتے تھے تو عبد المطلب قسمت پہ اپنی ناز کرتے تھے بلا کا حسن تھا اور نور چہرے پر آیا ان کے یوشیدہ تھے عرب کے بوڑھے بچے اور جوان ان کے حسیمہ تھے بیک نورے نبوت جگمگاتا تھا قیامت تک کی خیروں برکتوں اس سناتا تھا عرب کی عورتیں اس نور کی طالب رہی کتنی پر اس سے آمنہ بی بی کی قسمت خوب تر چمکی تجارت کی غرض سے چل دیے عبداللہ سوئے شام ادھر بی بی کے پہلو میں بڑھا اللہ کا انعام بہار آمنہ بی بی کا ہر دم دم بھرا کرتی اور ان کا لمس پا کر خود کو خوش قسمت کہا کرتی. ادھر قسمت کو تھا منظور حضرت آمنہ کا دکھ نہ پھر وہ دیکھ پائیں اپنے عبداللہ کا پیارا مکھ. تجارت کے سفر سے واپسی پر ہو گئے بیمار مدینہ میں قضا سے ہو نہ پائے بر سر پیکار. ادھر غمگین بی بی آمنہ کی بھر گئی جھولی غموں کو ڈھک دیا جس نے خوشی وہ ہر طرف پھیلی.
It's gone 27 minutes to 1 Central African time. This is our segment where we have our discussion, a general discussion on what, on a daily basis, what we go through. It's general discussion. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we were doing janaza and the etiquettes. And we first, like when we started, when a person passes away, right? What should we do? What is the masnoon du'as that one should read? And it's important that the death of the deceased must be sorted out first before anything else. And when, the janazah for the males, when you go to the janazah, for the janazah salah, they make announcement that if anybody has any, if the marhum or marhuma owes anybody any money, or if there's anything that's owing to the person, they must come to the family, the respected family, and they may sort out accordingly. Someone messaged me yesterday, and I know you are busy, right? I understand that you are busy, but just hear me out. I know you're doing some work, right? But just maybe after, when you're ready, then you can just let me know when you are free and you're available, right? But somebody messaged me yesterday and they said, Brother Suleiman, Alhamdulillah, it's a nice show, it's a nice topic that you are doing. But does someone who is of a high personality, Do they get praises because of their stature and what they do in the community? Is that the only reason why everyone makes a hoo-ha? No, you wouldn't say hoo-ha, right? Hoo-ha is a wrong word. But make a hype out of it, right? Where people will talk and say, then they'll start. The person actually said that they will make nazams, make nasheeds, make hums out of a person. Now, they were referring to Hazrat Qari Ismail Desai, rahmatullah alayhi, right? So they were saying that, the person, that the Hazrat was obviously an illuminous person in the community because he made so many huffaz, and from those huffaz, they became ulama, they became mulanas. Right, which is understandable. But the person said, why don't you speak about this? As to many people who are in the background, who are doing such noble acts, which are not being recognized because of their humility, they rather be humble, and they want to show the whole dunya that, listen, this is what I'm doing for the community. They're like silent players, right? But obviously, within the laws of Sharia, that they are doing this, yeah. And they say when this person passes away, they be like, oh, so and so from this town here passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. But when a person, when an illuminous individual passes away, right, then it goes on for like days. People bring out PDFs, they'll bring out nasheeds, they bring out this. This is all what the person has been relating to me. I'm for quality and control purposes, these are not my words, nor does it represent the views and opinions of Markaz Sahaba. Please, I'm making it very clear that this is what the person mentioned to me and said, if Brother Suleiman can please speak to Mulana Zaid, because you'll have the discussion. If you can just A it out. Because I think it was sitting on their chest and they didn't know how to express it.
We're going to respond to this. Let me just finish this. Yeah, I'll be with you in a few minutes.
Inshallah, no problem. So I was just bringing it. So I said, you can listen to it. And inshallah, we will wait for Maulana Zaid, what he has to say about this. Yeah. But you know, as a lame person, as a person who just is not in that field, to pass a comment or make a comment on such things, from my personal opinion, my personal view, every person is a ummah, every Muslim person is a ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, they might have done much more with regards to the Islamic values, and they strived more in the path of Almighty Allah, and they gave their life in the deen of Almighty Allah. And we must make dua for those people, because they as a person, they studied vigorously in propagating and keeping the uphold of Islam, and they made institutions of Islam, or institution of Islamic knowledge, and they imparted this knowledge onto fellow students, and they in turn became ulama, or become fuz, they became alims, they became molanas, da'is, whatever the case may be, and they now imparting that knowledge onto other people. So inshallah, we're just going to wait for Maulana Zaid to join us. He's just a bit busy. You know, Maulana is a very, very busy person. But if you all have any views, and what's your comments on such a topic, you can send in your message on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84-786-3132. Okay, got a message here, but inshallah, okay, we'll look at that there. Okay, we'll send it, inshallah. You know, it's different because there's a problem. No, to the listener who sent in the message about the decoder, they were working on it, but I'm sure it must be working now. If your decoders are working, you can send your messages, or just let us know, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Please make me maaf. Please send me the first two recipes, as you said. Okay, inshallah, we will send it through on the Marcus Sahaba WhatsApp. Brother, not to indulge. Al dente is pronounced al dente. Okay, no, jazakallah khairan. No, definitely, I hear what you are saying to the listener who sent in the message, that Mufti Saab should rather address this. But let us get an opinion or view from an alim, right? And we'll see what our Hazrat Maulana has to say about this, inshallah. But in the meantime, whilst we're waiting for Maulana, then we're just going to go for a nasheed break, inshallah. But if you have any other queries, you can send it on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84-786-3132.
Ummati, 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 ummati. Jab ki paida hue پیارے پیارے نبی جب کہ پیدا ہوئے ہیں ہمارے نبی بول بالے نبی پیارے پیارے نبی دعا کے تار نبی اپنے نازک لبوں سے پکار نبی امتی 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 جب ستانے لگے کافروں مشرکی حق تعالی نے فرمایا اے شاہدی تم کہو تو کرو ان کو غارت یہی بول حضرت ایسا نہیں ہوگا کبھی امتی 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 اس قدر تھی محبت کے خیر البشر رکھ کے سجدے میں سر ہو گئے چشم تر کہتے
15 minutes to 1 Central African time, and we have our Maulana Zaid Khan on air. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Gee, Haji Suleiman, the question you raised.
It's not your question. Not my question.
A sent question.
It was a question or somebody who called me last night, right?
Gee.
And they said, you basically heard what the person asked.
Gee, I did.
So.
And. So basically, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If you see in the verse of the Quran Sharif, in Brother Suleiman, we also like to quote this verse, verse 26 of Surah Al Imran. وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. Allah grants honor to whom so he wishes, and decides, and wish, and whenever Allah Subhanahu wa Taala wants to humiliate someone, then He does so. It's according to His will. I could look at it as the opposite end. Firstly, we say we appreciate that the listener send in this question. And at all times, we should be totally open to questions. And of course, if it's relevant, it's bugging you, it's bothering you, and you need an answer, you need clarification. We ourselves, when we're in this particular crossroads, then we have to inquire, what do we do at this particular situation? So asking with sincereness, that's absolutely desired, so that certain whispers of shaitan can be removed. So as you've mentioned that, and you've given this example of Qari Ismail Desai Rahmatullah Alayhi, if you're looking at it from that angle, I could look at it from this angle, that many of these people, as pious as they are, that while they were living, not many people really honored them. Not many people knew about them. And then when they pass away, everyone, it spills out. This person was so-and-so. You know, he did this, he did this. And this is what we find on a regular basis. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to honor someone, how many times I didn't know someone, absolutely never met the person, but because you hear this from someone, you know, this person had such good qualities. So I disagree to say that general people who are walking about, you've never heard about them, that when they pass away as well, it continues like this. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He desires and wills that this person's goodness must come out, then it comes out. And truly so, that's what happens. You never heard of the person. So many instances of scholars as well, we didn't know who they were, what they did, and all of a sudden, when they passed away, people start to speak about them. And you hear or you see these celebrities, their whole, when they were living, people were drooling over them. People would use their saliva. People would sell certain disgusting items of theirs. You honored them in this world, but no later, when they die, all the realities come to the fore. This person did this crime. This person did. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. Allah grants honor to whom so He wishes, He wills, and He humiliates whom so He wishes. Go a year back. Go before Tufan-e-Aqsa. How many people actually knew Yahya Sinwar? Very few people. Go read up about his, how many times he was imprisoned. Spent so much of time in prison, yet none of us knew about him. Sacrificing, and one day, 1 year almost before he passes away, he's the main instigator of Tufan-e-Aqsa. And then everyone starts to know, his name comes out in the media. Those other individuals who weren't following, most of the Muslim Ummah probably didn't know about him. Now he passes away and they say, and they're speaking hours and hours and hours of him. So on this basis here, if you're a good person, try it out. Be a good person. And then see when you pass away, how people start to honor and start to speak. You know, you did this, but silently, silent worker. And then people, because it strikes you, you basically warn the hearts of people. If I just see in my own family, I'm not going to mention names, or because then it's like blowing our own trumpets here. But if I see when they had passed away, simple people not possessing much, but they touched the hearts of people. And when they left this world, then people, it struck people, hey, this person did this for me. This person did this for me. And you've touched so many hearts that so many people start to speak good about you. I've never met Qari Ismail Desai Rahmatullah Alayh. Never heard much about him. Maybe others familiar, this, that. But when a good person passes away, then all the good also. And sometimes, remember it from this angle as well. Most of us suffer from this, where we want to be recognized. We want to be acknowledged for what we do while we're living. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to protect you from that. Why does He do so? If you're sincere, you're not bothered. I gave this gift to my spouse. I gave this gift to this family. I gave this. I gave it once. As soon as I read it's in their possession, I don't mention it to nobody now. I keep it silent. My rewards is in the akhirah. That's sincereness. But as soon as you want to be acknowledged, you want to, of course, we as the recipients, we must acknowledge, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. Whoever does not show gratitude to people has not shown gratitude to Allah. So of course we have to have that mindset. But we want to be, those of us who want to be acknowledged in this world, we should rather search for izzah and honor with Allah. And sometimes that izzah, that honor is not in this worldly life. Allah wants to keep it such reserved for you where it matters most, because there it's going to be eternal. Why does Allah want to do this? His wisdom, His will, He can do as He pleases, when He wants, how He wants, what He wants. With means, against means, without means, it's Allah. Allah, laysa kamithli shay, absolutely nothing like Allah. So, He does so one reason that resonates, we can say, is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He had to give us that honor in this world, perhaps it would create that pride and arrogance. I am so and so, I am so and so. And this, I was just listening yesterday to Qari Ismail Desai Rahmatullah Alayhi's last, one of his last majlis on Saturday, where he spoke. And he was speaking about one of the pious predecessors. And he says this pious predecessor walked into the gathering of another, of a senior. And as he walked in the gathering, the senior honored him and said, make space, come here, come closer, come sit here. And as soon as the gathering finished, he mentioned to Qari Ismail Desai Rahmatullah Alayhi that, you know, if my Isla was not made and I didn't spend time prior, my coming and sitting and that honor that was given to me would have destroyed me. It would have destroyed me. See, so this is, many of us cannot manage honor because it gets to us. That is why we say, you flying in the skies. That is why we say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that praising in this manner, overdoing it, you have cut off the neck of your brother. لَقَدْ تَقَطَّعَ أُنُقَ صَاحِبَكَ. You've cut off the neck of your companion. It's like your body is here, but your head is flying in the skies because of that praise. We can't deal with it. For this, we need Islah. And you want honor. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? You humble yourself. مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. The lower and lower and lower you go, the higher and higher you go up. Abu Talib said he won't go into sujood. He says, how can I put my back portion, my head below my back portion? But you know sujood, that connection, relationship with Allah. Yusuf alayhi salam, in the depth of the well, from there he goes higher and higher. How long it took? How long? How much of difficulties, challenges? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he wants, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, he honors whomso he wishes and he humiliates whomso he wishes. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَانِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
And we say Jazakallah Khairan to Mawlana Zahid Khan for enlightening us and allowing us to understand from an alim's perspective. Mawlana Jazakallah Khairan, and request your esteemed du'as, inshallah.
Request your du'as and the listeners' du'as as well.
Ameen. And another thing, if we said anything out of turn, is from shaitan. If anything out of goodness, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we did say anything and if it hurt anybody's feelings from the radio station, please make us maaf. We're only trying to assist and help the ummah with whatever questions and understanding, basic understanding from what they need to know. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, fi amanillah, ma'as salama, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio,
empowering the ummah.
Please follow the azan of your local